Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks in advance. That's right, right there. Oh, thanks in advance.
For your mugs, for no love, for the empty hands.
Thanks in advance for the broken roses, for the bloody noses, for the dirty hands. For the holy shirt and for the beat up shoes and for the murky lane. For the bad breaks and for the band-aid that's trying to block mine. For the growling stomach, for the empty fridge, for the pot pie. No decent leadership that'll lead us to the money train. No place else to go from here.
Okay.
So we all found a knack for the hustling. Bumble lane trying to stumble out of trouble's lane. Most of us got a couple of things.
All right.
I got a couple of scars. My homeboy join the law, we ain't spoke again.
I ain't tripping, I'm driven. Vision fully clear when the smoke shifts and pistons. Did you hear that the rope meant to lynch him? It's now you to reel in the pension.
I told him, but pain in the listening, so I showed him. Thanks for giving me motive. Now break the bank for my soldiers.
Got something to make him yeah.
Yeah.
Make him yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks.
Got something that'll make you yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks in advance.
Thank you. Thank
no
you.
Love for your mugs for the empty hands.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. I said thanks in advance.
Thank you.
For your mugs for no love for the empty hands.
For no roast. For no turkey.
Thank you.
For the dead boats. With no turn sheet. For dropping me off in Baltimore drought. Leaving me thirsty. Trying to hurt me. Trying to blow me up. But then burst me. Trying to jerk me. That's cool, bruh. Can't you see how we the groove, bruh? Grew up with you rude, bruh. Trying to fool us. And boy, school's up. But we schooled up. So if you must know who's up. Look at my face. Listen to the wire. Now cook up my bass and watch me bounce on about an ounce, yo. I'm round the corner from paper,
yeah.
A block away from the busters, a stone's throw from Patuxent, 16 from my destiny. It's best to be what you was meant to be. I guess to be what I was meant to be. I gotta press the street and pet rally my peace. I'll be thankful for all my alibis and
my hard time.
For me cliffhanging, you was thinking I was going far, huh? Oh nah nah, I be swinging, hanging by thread.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't trying to make you a hit,
nah.
I'm just trying to hit you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finna fix and go ahead. Oh, yeah. We living in the mix, we're slipping, no lead.
Hey guys, how's everybody doing out there? Thank you for tuning in to the DJ Black Season Friends Show. I'm a little under the weather tonight, guys, so you guys got to bear with me for a little bit. We're going to stay on for a little bit. Going to play some music for you guys, so sit back and relax. We're not going to have any guests because I canceled everybody out tonight, let them know that I was under the weather. I got a real bad cold, guys. So we're just going to sit back and chill out for a little bit, get to know everybody, see what we got going on for this week. If you want to call in, you can call in at 646-716-5971. Again, that number is 646-716-5971. Call in and let us know what you got going on this week. We want to know, baby. So check it out, guys. I'm going to play another song for you. Just sit back, relax, kick your heels up, baby. All right? Chill out.
Followed on the track. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody good? Cool. I'd like to welcome y'all niggas to Downtown Story. Antonio Slim definitely in the building. Hip hop is back. Buckle up. Let's go. All right. Started late night scrambling with fiends who was rambling, trying to get their hands on the grams I was handling. Gambling, youngin' put his life on the line for the goddamn dollar sign. Fuck it, I'll take mine. You now rocking with a sick genius. I'm going parks with a number two. Niggas gotta see this picture that I made. You can put it in your living room or hallway. Nigga, I does this all day. The joy, the pain, the fire and rain. Still looking for sunshine in my cloudy brain. Fuck it, $1 million dreams with a priceless flow. Niggas is Ray Charles, no C in Antonio. Autobiographical, that's something most can't do. That's why I gotta laugh now, saying that they bangers too.
What?
From your hood back to motherfucking Vietnam.
Hey, no.
Once again it's on, nigga, I'm gone. Come on.
And this is love. Don't you know? This is love. The truth of love.
and one in the dirt. Mama hoping that her praying will work. I don't think so. Won't be happy till my homies get their cases dropped. Lamping with the bad bitches, ace of spade bottles pop. Money passed straight, and we ain't listening to niggas needing band-aids. All they do is bleed hate. They don't wanna see me win, cause if I hit my number, it's game over, no stopping him. And if I'm stuck on the bottom and they not, and they still lose, Chris Brown shit, go nigga, ahead, run it. Go ahead, give up the jewels. Fuck what you thought it was, this is that shit. Talking five mics, double XL, straight classic. So put your bets on the man right here. My words burning your chest like six shots to Everclear. Me against the world and I'm playing to win. Winning. Nigga, lose is not an option, so let's get it, come on. This is that raw, damn shame, they don't make them like this no more. My motto, chase money, not hoes, hoes chase stacks. Slut them out, Ron Jeremy shit, let them chase stacks. Nothing to lose and playing the game. I rot lames trying to hop in my lane. They gon' think it's a game. Today's lunch being served through a feeding tube. Talking through the wire like that shot sound producer dude. I do this for a reason. It kept the kid locked down for so long, nigga, I ain't leaving. Unless I'm laying in the casket. Linen suited up, all black hearse when I ride through downtown. So tell them niggas that the real is back and put the bullshit straight to the back. I'm from a different world like Kadeem. Nobody flows hard as sun. Slim to none, y'all sit it down one. Bitch.
Yo, guys, check it out, baby. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Tonight, DJ Black Caesar's feeling a little rough, guys. So bear with me a little bit. We're going to sit here, play you guys some songs a little bit, get to know what's going on out there. So if you guys want to call in at air code 646-716-5971, please do so. Let us know what you got going on, ladies and gentlemen. Want to hear everything you got going on, baby. So tell me what you got going on. We're just going to sit back and play music tonight, guys. I have nobody on the show tonight because I'm feeling kind of bad, so I canceled everything out. So if you want to hear something, call me up. Let me know what you want to hear. If you got a song you want to play, call up. Let me get that song from you guys right quick, all right? We'll get it loaded up in our database, and we'll play that song for you. So that's what we're going to do tonight, guys. Everybody out there right now, just chill out, baby. Hopefully it's going to be a pretty decent show. We're going to do about 30 to 45 minutes of this show. This song right here is called Weak by Boo City. Check it out.
Shorty got you weak.
Weak.
She ain't even got you beat. Got you going on that Molly. Got you about to catch a body. Shorty got you
weak.
She ain't even let you
beat.
Got you going on that
Molly.
Got you about to catch a body. Shorty got you weak, buckling your knees. You buy her what she want, you give her what she need. She leave you in the house, at night she can't sleep. You give her all your money, she bring it home to me. Your shorty is a creep. On top of that, she's a freak. She not that bitch you wanna keep. Different nigga every week. My nigga hit once, I think I hit twice. She popped three mollies, now she down for life. She make you pay the bills, and that ain't even right. She went and sold your car, and pawned all your ice. I made the pussy leak. All she let you do is eat. You kiss her ass, and skeet. She ain't even
brush her teeth. Teeth. Damn, shorty got you weak. Weak. She ain't even let you be. Beat. Got you going on that Molly.
Molly.
Got you about to catch a body.
Body.
Shorty got you weak.
Weak.
She ain't even let you be.
Beat.
Got you going on that Molly.
Molly.
Got you about to catch a body.
Niggas falling weak for these motherfucking freaks. Whole chick gone, you ain't even me. Now you in the club, me mugging free. Guess they seen that bitch bring all this cake to me. This ain't what you want, go ahead and leave. Put these hands on your ass like some fucking bumblebees. The same bitch that broke you, gon' hit you with her heels. This pistol in your face, nigga, you know what it is. You can't go home, cause all your money gone. Call Wells Fargo to give your ass a loan. I train my bitches how to break a tree. Put that ass in his face, play with his dick. Keep them smelling good, but looking even better. Stick his finger in that pussy, let him know it's wetter. She bring the bread to me, I ain't even gotta tell her.
Shorty got you weak. She ain't even let you be.
Beat.
Got you going on that Molly. Got you about to catch a body.
Body.
La mama got you weak. La mama got you weak. She taking your bread and then she bring the shit to me. I got a bad bitch on payroll.
I do
what I say so. She ain't let you beat it and you giving her your money.
What?
That's why you never wipe the hoes. Fuck them and put them on payroll. Put on the Molly and she gon' fuck all day long. Teddy, bad bitches say they wanna have my baby. Is you crazy? You a group? I wouldn't give your conversation. Step up in the spotlight.
Yo, what's up everybody out there? How you guys doing? I'm glad everybody showed up tonight, man. Thanks a lot. Everyone is tuning in right now on radio, on the online show. Guys, thanks a lot for tuning in. DJ Black Caesar is under the weather tonight, guys. I know you can hear it because my voice doesn't even sound the same. I'm struggling to talk, guys, so please bear with me. What's up, Harold? What's going on, Harold the Hippie?
Hey, what's going on, TK Black Caesar, man? Sorry to hear you're under the weather, man. Maybe
yeah,
you need to just sit back, relax, man. Maybe have a hot toddy or something, man.
A hot toddy. Hey, what consists of a hot toddy, Harold? Can you tell me that?
Well, you got to have some special type of whiskey, man. I like using Jack Daniels. And then what you want to do is you want to warm the Jack Daniels up. You want to squeeze a one whole lemon in it. And then a little bit of honey, man. And then after it all comes to a boil, let it simmer up, put it in a glass, man, and drink it. Now, usually what happens, man, if you don't feel better, at least you'll get a nice buzz.
I hear you.
Well, if you get some moonshine, don't get none of that. Like, get you some of that moonshine and you'll be fine, Caesar.
Hey, what's
up?
Oh, man. What's up, Willie the Redneck? How you doing,
yeah,
brother?
I'm all right. Did you say you under some snow or something?
No, I said I said I'm under the weather, brother.
Well, I thought you said you was under a pile of snow or something. I didn't know what you said. I didn't cut quite up. Hey, Harold, how you doing, Harold?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. It's crazy, man. We have here in the Washington, D.C. area, man, we got 3 to 6 inches of snow, man. And I went in the morning. Yeah, man, it's all over the ground, man. And my brother Harold, Gerald, man, he's out in the front yard with a straw, man. I was like, what are you doing, man?
What is he doing, trying to sniff it up?
Yeah, man, I don't know what the hell he's thinking was going through his mind, man. It was crazy, man.
Wow. Dang, this dude's outside cutting lines with snow. That is crazy, man.
Oh, hey, man, it was bad, man.
You better get your brother in the house before he kills himself, man, before he tears his brain up, man. He's going to get a brain freeze, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, and that happened yesterday, man, and then today, man, I'm out in the yard shoveling up the rest of the walk and stuff for my grandmother so she doesn't fall, and my brother's up on the roof, barefooted, and he's eating a cheese sandwich, man. I'm like, what the hell's going on, man?
He was doing what, eating a cheese sandwich on top of the roof, barefoot?
Barefooted, man, and I told you, man, it's like we got snow here, man. I think he's under the wrong impression, man. I don't know what's going on.
Wow, man.
I told
Mike Lee,
they must thought it was some crack or something. Crack don't get cold, it get hot. They thought it was some crack or something, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Wow.
Hey, and then what was really bad, man, I had to stop him, man. Once I told him this isn't what you think it is, he started eating the yellow snow, man.
Wow. So you got yellow snow, too?
Yeah, man, that comes from my dog, man.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, Harold, Willie, you guys know I'm not feeling too good. I just told you guys that. So the show, we're not going to do a whole show tonight. We might do 30 minutes. We might do an hour. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we can talk about it with you guys to the rest of the world. Let them know what's going on in your neck of the woods. DC, you just said it was snowing in your neck of the woods. Willie, what's going on in your neck of the woods, brother?
I'm doing deer hunting season. This deer hunting season right here, Caesar. I'm out here doing things. I've been sober all for the past 2 weeks, Caesar. I've been sober. You didn't hear from me last week. I was in my rehab. And
rehab
was doing me good. I was in rehab last week, Caesar, for the
wow.
They said I've been in rehab about 27 times, Caesar, 27 times. So that's the 27th time I've been in there.
Well, no, I think you gotta stay in there like all the days, man. You can't really do it like you're doing. You go somewhere, you get out.
Well, Caesar, I'm gonna tell you something. Every time I go into the rehab, it's deer season. I can't stay in there when it's deer season like that. They give me a pass to get out, and I go deer hunting, and I pass the curfew.
I hear you, Willie. Hey, Willie, where's Miss Ma'am at? Is she around? Is she around?
I think Miss Ma'am, let me see where Miss Ma'am at. Last time I heard, she was drinking my moonshine up because she said, because I don't drink it, she going to drink some of it. Hold on for a second, Caesar.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, man, that she had a cold the other day. Now you got one, man. Are you guys swapping spit or what?
Come on, man. You know we don't do like that, man. That lady lives in Jackson, Mississippi, and I live in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's about 4 hours away.
That's just, man.
Hey, you know.
That's 4 hours away.
Hey, you need to cut that noise out. You know, you just talk too much.
You just talk too much, don't you, Miss Ma'am?
He just talk too much. I just sit up here. I just listen to him. He just talk all kind of noise.
Wow. How you doing, Miss Ma'am, this week?
I'm doing fine. I'm just sitting up here, and I'm just putting up with Willie and his children and his nieces and his nephews. All these people are inbreds around here, all look alike. Yeah, well, one little girl, she see everything. She got an eyeball right in her, like, she got an eyeball right in her forehead. She's just an ugly cat.
Wow. Who is that, Miss Mel? His sister?
That's his sister, his sister's auntie's uncle's best friend's niece's children.
Oh, wow. You just confused the hell out of me. I don't know what you're talking about anymore. I just flipped the script and went off the page. I'm down on the ground.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out all these people from Ken. I'm just trying to figure that out.
So they're all Ken, and Willie has them in your house.
They're in my house right now. They were staying out in the tent, and that damn tent ain't big enough for all of them.
Isn't it cold outside, Miss Ma'am?
It's cold, see. It's cold. And from what I hear, they were sleeping in the tent, and cold as it was, they thought it was raining. And they woke up, and there was a horse pissing on the tent.
Wow. So the horse is peeing on the tent, and they thought it was raining.
Well, I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
They thought it was raining, and they got frozen. They had little icicles on me, and I just let them come on in.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you, man. You're a nice lady. Real nice.
It's 22 of them. They've been here ever since. And really, I had the fun, because he'd been out in the woods all night and all morning just deer hunting. I got deer cooking. I got deer sausage with beef fat in them. I don't eat that pork.
Oh, wow. You got deer sausage with what in it now?
What
that beef fat? Beef in it. Where you get
beef
the beef
fat
from, man?
I killed one of them old cows, and I killed one of them.
Oh, okay. So you mix the deer meat, deer sides with the beef. So now you got beef.
Yeah.
And beef.
That's what I got.
Okay.
I got beef deer sausage. That's the name of beef deer sausage.
Belvedere sausage?
Barefoot deer sausage, yeah.
Barefoot deer sausage? Well, can you tell me a little bit how you do that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me
well, I
can't
give you all my secrets because you got too many people listening to your radio show. I ain't going to tell everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we just wanted to know, just give us a little inside scoop on something you put together. What are you putting together now?
Well, I'm right now. I'm working on some nice bean soup. I learned from the Muslim people. They taught me how to cook bean soup, and actually, the Willie said he learned how to cook bean soup from you, and that's who taught him. And he taught me. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I put a little bit. I like a little flavor. So I put a little itty bitty pinch of moonshine in it. And I put some smoked turkey necks. They like to cook there with no meat. I put me some smoked turkey necks in mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like smoked turkey necks in mine also. I like to give
it
to
I like to smoke.
Yeah, ain't nobody ask you about what you like to do. Ain't nobody ask you a damn thing about no smoking. What you need to do, you need to get on the grill. You need to get on the barbecue grill and get some of this chicken and get it all ready for the new year. I'm about to see you about 20 pounds of this chicken.
Wow, that's great, man. So you got it like that. Wow.
See, I told that fool smoked too much.
Look at his lungs.
He ain't got no lungs.
I know he don't got no lungs. It sound like you losing your voice. What's going on with your voice? Sounds like you're losing it.
Who are you talking about? You talking about me?
Yeah, you, Miss Ma'am.
See, I talk like this all the time. I got a holler at grandchildren and all these people all the time, man.
I sound like you today, man. My voice is just gone, man. It's real
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what you do. Get you some peppermint candy. Get you a lemon and peppermint candy. You need to suck on it.
That's what Willie just told me to do, but he said put some whiskey in it. Have you ever heard of that? Whiskey in your candy?
Oh, I heard them. They get that gin and all that Jack Daniel or whatever, and they put that old peppermint in it and all that good stuff. But I tell you what, I'm going to give you a sober recipe. Get you some good tea and put you some peppermint in that tea. And you sip that tea until your body gets warm. Till your body gets warm.
Your body gets warm. You mean peppermint can control your body temperature?
Yeah. You know, just sit on the hair dryer or something.
Oh, okay. Wow, I never heard of that. I guess.
Hey, Jesus, y'all take the show.
Yeah.
I'm actually on a conference call. I had to get on the phone with y'all for a minute. And I'm going to let y'all take the show on. I got to get back on this conference call. And see what the hell is going on.
I got you.
But
man,
if the show's still going on, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back. And Willie, touch this phone no more.
The show is not gonna be going on. I'm just gonna play a couple of songs tonight, and me and Willie, we're gonna get off the air. We're not gonna stay on the air long. We're just letting everybody know what's going on. So we're gonna get off the air. So you don't have to come back on the show. We'll see you next week, Ms. Ma'am.
All right, you take care of yourself now, honey.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you.
Harold, put those damn cigarettes and that other stuff down. Put that stuff down.
No, those aren't cigarettes Harold's messing with right now. That's something else.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with my good friend, Bob Marley.
All right, yeah, y'all have a good night now.
Thank you, Ms. Ma'am. Okay. Harold, who you say your good friend, Bob Marley? I thought Bob Marley was dead.
Oh, man, are you serious?
Come on, man. You didn't know that? Yeah, Bob Marley.
Oh, wow, man.
Many years ago, Bob Marley's been gone.
No, man, Rob Marley, man. I didn't say Bob, I said Rob.
Oh, Rob Marley. Okay.
Yeah, man. He's my friend, man. Bob Marley's black, man. My friend Rob is white, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. He's my buddy, man. He lives next door, man. He comes over and visits and you know, brings me presents.
Oh, okay, Harold, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, my grandmother's listening. She's hot, man. That's cool.
Wow. Hey, man, you got everybody listening to that song, call in about that song, man. It's crazy, but you are the number one promoter right now, Harold, because you got everybody asking about that song right there.
I know, man. I need an autographed picture from you and KC, man.
Okay. That's what's up. I will get you some autographed pictures, my brother. Stacy Darlene is talking. Are you guys signing off? Yes. Yes, ma'am, we are. Yes, Stacy, we're going to sign off. We're just here for a couple of minutes, and we're going to play a couple of songs, and we're going to get out of here because I'm not feeling too good. So we're going to get out of here, Stacy Darlene, so you don't have to call in tonight, all right? Anybody else that wants to call in, you need to call in now. If you got a question, you want to make a comment, you can call me up at 646-716-5971. 646-716-5971, because we're about to get out here in about maybe 20 more minutes. We're going to hang up the phone lines. So, you guys, it's your chance right now. So, that's it.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Yeah. So call in, make a statement, make a question, ask a question, rather. Talk to Harold the Hippie, see what's going on with him. You know, ask me a question, and I'll try to answer. But right now, it's like really, really rough for me, guys. I'm struggling right now. It's killing me every time I say something. Trust me. My throat's sore. I got a lot going on, man. Hey, Harold, we got that new magazine coming out, the A&R our A&R Review magazine, the Urban Edition, that's coming out in January. We also got the A&R Review coming out in January also, so we got two magazines coming out. So
yes, man.
Hey, what
Street
is
Fire, man. Street Fire, man. January 2nd, man. It looks like it's going down, man. I think they can start taking XXL off the shelves, man.
Wow, wow. You gonna blow, we're going to blow you, me. The magazine's going to blow them out the water. Hey, Harold, check it out. We also got a website that my guy's working on for us right now. Just to let you know, we have a virtual site where the magazine's going to be sold at. That should be coming soon. So I'm going to let you guys know more about that. It's coming up because Rashad's working on that. And he has another guy working it also. So we're going to have a website about another couple of weeks with the virtual site. We're going to have that going on. So it's going to be real nice, man. We got everything that we're planning out in the making right now. So just want to throw that out there and let everybody know. Also, if you guys want to get in touch with Stacey Garlene, please do so now. She's taking orders for subscriptions right now for the magazine. It's going to be excellent, man. I mean, excellent, man. So if you guys want to call me up at area code 662. Hey, here it is right here. Check it out.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Yeah, because it's real hard for me to say. So you guys can call me up, get a subscription to that magazine. We'll have the website soon. Yeah,
Hey, Caesar, man, this guy's crazy, man. He's talking to me on his cell phone on the side of me, man.
Who's that now?
Hey, man.
Hey, Gerald, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, kid, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself, Gerald?
Good, man. I was just fell asleep, man. I was watching a DVD of Lost, the series Lost.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, man.
Man, you know what, brother? I'm going to tell you the God-honest truth, man. I went to the doctor yesterday, and they gave me a prescription that syrup, man. I see why Lil Wayne and Jeezy, all those guys, can't really do anything, man. How can you stay up on that stuff, man? It's crazy, man. I've been sitting up. I was eating a sandwich yesterday, and I woke up and the sandwich was still, I hadn't even bitten out of the sandwich. The sandwich was laying in my lap. Then today, I said I wanted some pizza, so I made me like two slices. When I woke up, the pizza was still laying in the plate. My face is in the plate. So I don't know what's going on, man. I'm just having all kinds of problems right now.
It sounds like my brother, man. He usually does something similar to that. But he doesn't take any medication, man.
Yeah, your brother was on medication. He was on another kind of medication, though. He was on a good medication. I'm on that. I guess it's good. I mean, if I had to take this all the time, like Lil Wayne and do, I don't think I could make it, man. I'll be a zombie. Trust me.
Is that what they call purple?
Yeah, that's what they call purple. They got the pink can, but I got the purple can, man. It tastes pretty good, man. I got the Jolly Ranchers and all that stuff in it, man, with the Sprite. They call it a dirty Sprite. I got me a dirty Sprite right now, man. Just sipping, man. But I tell you one thing, man. It took the cough completely the right way, man. Every now and then I might cough. But the thing is, the cough is gone. You know what? I think you forget the cough. That's why you don't cough, is you forget the cough.
Yeah, man, I think that's the stuff my grandmother was on, man. But
oh yeah,
but Harold kept drinking all of it, and she was just stayed sick for like 3 weeks, man. She almost died.
Oh wow.
Hey, my question, man, why did you guys make a big picture of it and put it in the refrigerator, man?
No, brother,
that was for Grandma, man.
You can't do that, man, because you wouldn't know how much to drink, man. You wouldn't know how much to drink. You could drink yourself to death with this stuff, man.
My grandmother had pneumonia, and they gave her something like that for her pneumonia, her coughing, and Harold drank it all, man.
Wow. He drank all of it?
Yeah, she almost died, man.
Wow.
Hey, Gerald, man, can you get the Fly Renegade on the phone, man?
I don't know, man.
So who now?
I see you. We got MJ Heist, man. We're tired of having just talked to you for like 2 seconds, man.
Oh, yeah. Get him on the phone, man. Whoever y'all talking about, get him on the phone.
We should, like, get him on the line, man.
Yeah.
I gotta find a number for him. I don't have a number off the top of my head, so I'm going to have to go on to Facebook and send him a message and see where he's at.
Okay. We'll do that,
That's
brother.
Cool, man. Can we get, like, where's that Timmyus the Fantastic at?
I thought it was
St.
Timmy's the Great. That's fantastic.
Oh, man, you guys got me confused. I thought it was St. Timmy's the Great.
Yeah, I did too, man.
Oh. No, that's from the Great. G-R-A-P-E. Hey, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
St. Timmy's the Great, man.
Yeah,
hey, he's always wearing outfits and stuff. Yeah, man, he's fair out, man.
Yeah.
To get
dude,
and where's
dude,
he at?
Dude is nice. Yeah, I like him. He's nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, man.
Yeah, he's nice. I was talking about his music's nice, man. I didn't know he was a nice guy, but yeah, he is a nice dude, too, man. Dude is pretty far out, man.
Grandma, I got a cold. Yeah, Grandma thinks I'm sick. I am sick, though.
Oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong, Gerald?
Man, I got the coughs, man. Every time I smoke one, man, I start coughing, man. I don't know. It's this Maui Wowie cough I got.
Wow, dude, they got a Maui Wowie cough. Okay, brother. That's what's up, man. Hey, you guys want to hear a song, man? Let me find you guys a song, man. Hold on real quick. I'm going to play you guys a good song. I'm going to play something that you guys probably like. Hold on 1 second, bro. Let me see.
She's hot. That girl's on fire.
Hey, Harold, I told you, I ain't got that song downloaded, man. But you know what? Harold? I'm going to play something even better, man. Check this out right here, by my man, Brother DeWan.
What you working for? Going hard? A big house? A new car? Live your life like a Hollywood star? But do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worth.
Hey guys, you know what Stacey Darlene said, we're all sick, we need our chicken noodle soup. Stacey Darlene, you're probably right. I would agree with that. So when are you going to get that soup to us, Stacey? We're waiting on your soup, Stacey. What's up? Okay, guys. Let's check out this one song by my man, Brother DeWan. Right here.
What you working for? Going hard? A big house? A new car? Live your life like a Hollywood star, but do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worthless. It ain't about money, cars, and clothes, and everything that glitter ain't gold.
Hustle, 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 hustle. What are you hustling for?
Good question.
You say it's all about the money and not perfection of your soul. Punchline, spiritual warrior, live from the front line. My third eye is precise as a bird's eye. Everything looks small, that's what I call fly. Before your past words gotta decode it, I'm lyrical with minds. Witness the explosion. The mouthpiece carries 16 rounds. Every 16 bars, another MC down. Do what I wanna do, the architect told me to. Destroy all your sellouts and who you sold it to. I came to bring the game, freedom and justice. Ain't no equality, ain't nobody hot as me. The techniques and bias to my survival. Lyrically, I can go my life unrivaled. Microphone checker, the diabolic one is the oppressor. But in this case, we the aggressors. I'm on the higher echelon, enlightenment. The sun is absorbed by my melanin. Black Jaguars, we the best, gotta represent. Devils hate to see a black man with intelligence. Praise to Allah, I deliver the message with poetic justice, rhythm and eloquence. He left his message with those who believe it happened in the divine rhyme scheme of things. They won't beef, but I'm a vegetarian. One nation under God, soldier Samaritan. Now everybody raise your right hand and say permission to fall into Muhammad right.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Your mic is open. Go ahead and make a comment or tell us what you want to talk about, brother.
Yeah, this Khalid Rashid, man, aka Calculus, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Rashid, man? How you doing, brother? We just talking about you.
Yeah, I know.
You, man. Wow,
that's
great.
That's
great.
Yeah, man.
glad you're here, man. I heard you were on Cheese and Grits and Hygiene Kits.
yeah, something like that.
Well, man, I'm glad, man. I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah, me too.
Are you working, man?
He's always working. I just logged off not too long ago, about 10, 15 minutes ago, yeah, so. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
Rashid, man, you're missing my point, man. You owe me $20, man, so I need my money, man.
Not I owe you. I don't know how that happened. I didn't get the memo on that one. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't want to put it on the air, man, but yeah, man, don't start forgetting things, man, acting like you got amnesia, man.
Nah, I guess I'm going to have to keep on acting like it then.
Joe, my brother's on the phone. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, man, what's up? This dude's gonna pay us the money or what?
Yeah, man, that's Rashid, man. Remember Rashid?
Yeah, you owe me $20, man.
Hey, man, that's Rashid, man.
Wow. Rashid, I didn't say you owe $20, man. Come on, man.
Like you said, man. Come on, man.
I know you know that. I know you know all these
people. We owe those brownies, man. You ate the brownies. Now pay up, man.
Yeah, man. We sent you 2,000 brownies, man. What's going on, Rashid?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, Rashid, I know you don't eat brownies. Hey, man, Stacy wants to shout you out, Rashid. She's going crazy with your voice. She's like, that's my man, Rashid, on the phone. What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, I kind of understand why she's not calling. She owes me $20 also, man.
Not
even. She owes you $20 too. I bet she owes you $20,
man.
She owes you too, Gerald.
Wow, man.
Well, they say if anybody owes you, you'd never be broke. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's
what you're saying, man. I'm like getting broke now, man. It's Christmas.
Not you getting broke.
No, no, not him getting broke. What's up,
know,
with you, bro? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, trying to enjoy this view, man. You know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Out on the balcony and stuff like that. But I'm good, bro. I mean, you know, I can't complain. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
I'm amongst my peoples, man. You know, back
yeah,
home. You know,
right,
you're amongst
right,
the peoples. You're
right,
safe, though. You know how that is, man.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I heard
yeah,
you. I heard you're working on a website for DJ Black Caesar's magazine and stuff. So, what's going on with that?
We currently in the steps of going ahead and put that the A&R magazine website together for DJ Black Caesar. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we trying to
yeah,
put that up for him so you know he can make that deadline for him to go ahead and try to you know what I'm saying for
right,
whatever time it should like next month that he can go ahead and release the magazine and be on point
right,
so everybody can go ahead and go and subscribe to it and you know what I'm saying and make it happen and stuff like that.
Right, right, right. I've been getting a lot of people calling me up, and I told them, I said, yeah, my man's on it right now, so we got somebody working on it. So, you know, you guys don't have to call me anymore. They've been saying, who do we need to call? I said, you need to call Stacy Darlene. That's who you need to call.
Yeah. Not Stacy on everything, Steve. Not everything, man.
Well, no, at the magazine, you got to call Stacy Darlene. She's on it, man. She's on it. But anyway,
yeah,
Stacy Darlene, she's in Las Vegas doing her thing, man. She's the chief editor of the magazine. I know you already know that, but I'm letting everybody else know. So if you guys
yeah,
are in that magazine, in touch with Stacy Darlene. She will hook you guys up. You know, I'm not going to give you Stacy's number right now, but, you know what? Yeah, let me, Rashid, you got Stacy's number right now? Hold on. Put your number on Facebook so I can see it so I can call your number, all right? Put your number on
240-299-8842.
Do what?
That couldn't have been her, man. That wasn't
no,
her
wasn't
to sound her, like that. You know.
I know it wasn't her.
I know it wasn't
I know
either.
It wasn't no, that wasn't her, but Stacy, I know you hear me. Put your number on the line so I can see it, all right?
Yeah, I know you hear me, yeah.
Yeah, I know you hear me, so.
Yeah.
Call it out, all right? I know. Oh, you know
okay,
what? Hold on. I'm gonna look for it right quick because I didn't want to look for it. I'm so out of it. Hold on, let me see.
I posted it already.
Okay, guys. Our number is 702. 702-329-9633. Hold on, guys. 702-329-9633. Now she's saying no. I guess she don't want you guys to have that number. Wrong number. Give me the right number, Stacy. Put the right number up there so I can see it. Put the right number up on your page so I can see it. All you got to do is type it in the chat room.
All done.
She's having a little problem. I don't know. Maybe she's not hearing me or something. Maybe she's only hearing certain things. But I think she just
yeah,
sent it to me on my phone.
Not certain things. Yeah.
hold on, guys. Hold on. I don't know why she didn't send it to me on my Facebook. Okay. 775-293-8043. Oh, I'm going to call out to you guys real quick. 775-293-8043. Hey, guys, don't call out the wrong numbers. You're confusing people out there. Please don't do that. Confusing me when you do that because it's real easy to confuse me. Our number is 775-293-8043. Again, that number is 775-293-8043. Ask Rashid to talk about his music. Hey, Rashid, she said ask you to talk about your music. What's up?
What's good, bro? Well, you know, like I said, you see the album cover, the Street Religion album, I just finished that. Matter of fact, I had finished the recording The day they went ahead and gaffled me up, you know, when I went that way, you know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and released that one. What I'm currently working on right now is going ahead and put this this poster magazine, this compilation for the poster magazine, because, you know, the deal was we were supposed to drop the magazine and the compilation for it, you know what I'm saying, for this, though. So I'm currently, you know, reaching out to artists and stuff like that, family members that want to go ahead and get on the compilation and stuff like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, currently doing that and you know, booking interviews before I go ahead and, you know, go on that little vacation, you know what I'm saying, one more time, man, but it'd be for the last time in July, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Well, you know what, brother, you've been talking about that since you've been on the phone, so why don't you just go ahead and put it out there, man, because I know you've been throwing it around, but with the you know what, I mean, I know you were in cahoots with Stacey Darlene, letting her know what's up. She was giving us a blow-by-blow, like, every time she got a chance, which was a lot. So why don't you tell the people what went on?
Well, currently, you know what I'm saying, I was, at the time, though, you know, I was, I had a couple of warrants, you know what I'm saying, some city and some state stuff. I was facing, you know what I'm saying, a possibility like 8 to 10. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With a third. Well, I'm already 2 in Missouri and 1 in Kansas, though, but you know what I'm saying? With a third, you know what I'm saying, conviction, though, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and send me up that way, though. So, but you know how that go, you know what I'm saying? When money talks, though, you know what I'm saying? So when money was exchanged, though, you know what I'm saying? They was like, well, we going to knock that in the head, though. You won't have to do nothing at all. You just had to just go ahead and do this county time. Like I say, I got a 90-day sentence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Like I said, I'm currently out on a $10,000 bond. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Only out on furlough. You know what I'm saying? Because they was trying to release me out here to come out here, I guess, to spend time with the family, things of that nature for the holidays. But, I mean, I had an option to go ahead and go in there before January the 3rd to turn myself in, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and serve the sentence. So I'm contemplating, you know what I'm saying, now. That's why I'm trying to get a lot of things done, put people in a place that, you know what I'm saying, like, going to take my place for the magazine, you know what I'm saying,
right,
for the record
right.
label, you know what I'm saying, and all that type of stuff. So I'm, you know, putting all my, you know what I'm saying, everything in order and stuff like that. So when I go for a way, you know what I'm saying, it, things can go ahead and move according to, you know what I'm saying, like it's supposed to, until when I step on back, it, we, you know what I'm saying, we get back into the swing of things. That's basically it, you know.
Right. Well, hold on. I see 240. I think that's Gerald the Junkie and his brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Gerald, is that you, man?
Yeah, man. My brother hung up on me. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. It's just me, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, as long as we got you on the phone, man, it's all good. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
we got another caller
any damn
right
way.
You what now, Gerald?
I said, I'm numero uno, man. He plays second fiddle to me, you know what I mean?
Not second fiddle.
Yeah.
I got you, man.
Yeah.
I got to keep 100, man,
bro.
You know. I'm tired of carrying his ass.
Not you tired of carrying him.
You been carrying him, dude, man. Wow, man. You know what, brother?
He hung up on me, man.
He hung up on you? Yeah, dude does a lot, man. I don't know what's about, but he hangs up with me a lot, too, man. Kind of crazy,
me
but
up, man.
Anyway.
He called me up and said, you know, let's go on the show, man. And then he hangs up on me. I'm tired of him, man. I'm coming dolo now.
Not you dolo. You know it's getting bad out there.
Got to do it like that, man.
Wow.
It's time to go for self, man. You know what I mean? I can't be carrying him no more.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you, brother.
I hear you, too.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So,
survival of fittest, man.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead and talk, man.
Oh, yeah, so that's basically it, though. You know what I'm saying? I got another interview, you know what I'm saying, about 9:30 with DJ Moses Malone. You know what I'm saying? I got one on his thing. He's going to play a couple of new tracks, some old tracks on his show tonight. That's about 9:30. I think the link is on.
Close. It's up to you about that show right there.
Yeah, well, you know, he do the, you know, he kind of, you know, mess with LaShawn Turner, though. You know what I'm saying? I know they kind of, I think they kind of got a little, he be on her a little radio station, but I'm sure he out of there because, you know, he out of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So I know, you know what I'm saying, I called him in and he going to get me in. I asked him, you know what I'm saying, can I go in and get in? He said, what you doing tonight? I shot him everything he needed to have. So 9:30 Central Standard Time, I think he posted a link on my Facebook page. On my Facebook page.
Okay, I'm going to check that out, dude. I'm going to check your Facebook page out. I'm going to check it out and see if I can find a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting to talk to him and see what's going on. Maybe I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm kind of like messed up right now. Every time I talk, my throat kills me. But I'm still here. But anyway, my brother, I'm glad you called in tonight, man. Let us know what's going on. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, period, man, working on the website for us also. That's good looking out, brother. And whatever else you're doing, man, we wish you much success. And wherever you're doing, brother, because, you know, it's real hard for me to talk right now, so I might be sounding crazy to a lot of you guys. But anyway, you know, I'll be over this. Give me a little time. I'll get over it. So, anyway, Rashid, we thank you for calling in, my brother. Let me see.
Oh, it's no problem.
Hold on for a second, Rashid. Let me see if we got any music by you. I know we should have something. Hold on, like, real quick. Yeah, let's see.
Hey, Rashid, man, where you calling from, bro?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, baby, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm up here up on the east, northeast up here in D.C. area, bro.
Chocolate City?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Howard University, huh? Howard University.
We just got hit with some snow these past couple days, man.
Oh, don't feel it. Don't. You're not alone.
Yeah. This is terrible, man. Messed up the whole week.
We got a track by my man. You guys, check it out. Hey, Gerald, I'm sorry, Gerald. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just found a track by my man. We're going to go ahead and play that track, and we'll be right back. You can talk back to Gerald, all right? I mean, you guys can talk
brother.
Back, all right? Hold on 1 second. Time's up.
Yeah. It's your boy.
This Pinocchio, whole visualized. Talking that crack shit on records when you ain't got that life. I ain't never seen a Pyrex draw in a science class. A triple beam nor a fish gift unless you Googled it. Stuck on the digital cause you have no ambition or motivation. Only taste the pilot cause it was Johnson & Johnson. Clueless with the white girl like Stacey Dash. On how to whip up over a stovetop or a microwave. Plunk a pressure or blunt roller on the director starts as a cross serve. Stuck in the 90s, still riding on 20s. Find Michael J. Fox and get back to the future, niggas. Screaming Louis this, Gucci that when your dress code is strictly Gen X. The only ice you touch is out the freezer. Perpetrating the scriptures, flashing sex and buying bottles, spending real money. Letting them bitches lick you up and spit you out like a sucker. Go home broke, playing house and still gotta jack off. While me, JB the Beast and Candy Smitty. Still fuck your bitch, have her loving the crew, screaming Team Skrilly. Only chop off an XP when being 50 deep. When the funk jump off, you the first one hot like nah, they shoot. Instead of having heart, sticking by the G-code and bust that you down, giving out names, copping peace with a D-text. Wonder why an opinion getting your asshole dug out. Pitching and receiving the cigarette packs, case of news, a box of hoods.
Time, let's not make it a problem. Only union is our work and I resemble the hopper. I'm America's product, that ain't nothing like Gotham. We all serve and protect, middle finger to coppers. Just me and my niggas and we running the shit. No baton that I'm passing, man, you know what it is. A takeover, make room to break over. Trying to live a high life, something like a case smoker. Case it's over. No debate, but you can remain social. Yeah. We see the change, though the same. You niggas Sammy Sosa. So confused on Pro Tools and you still whack. Swipe the swag and still ain't got it. That's what you really lack. Slow beginners ain't eating. Give them Similac. Words deep and they listen like Simba's dad. Brilliant, how I do it with my thrilling ass. And anytime I gave you waste to hear, take it back.
Time's up, yeah. Time's up.
Silly with them 16s, high, but I'm on some cool shit. Only me and my bitch, you can say we kinda coopish. Let Nina knock the top off your dome, leaving them roofless. Smoking, it's not a joke, who burning down the booth is? That nigga know for spitting that dope, find me where truth is. In between, we're for sale, and we're truth is. Pussy mouths, we airing them out, fucking them loose lips. Breaking niggas, like change from a cashier. A couple hundred something homicides, just last year. Not too many last year, ain't nothing sweet about it. Everybody wanna be about it. Shit, the streets is crowded. Getting dangerous, aiming back if they aiming us. Bang with us, that's how you niggas ain't. It's entertaining us. It's not an option. Niggas, your time's up. Time ticking, JB dropping bombs, bruh.
Time's up, yeah.
So you guys can follow the links and, you know, listen to like a past interview that we had on the show, in addition to, you know, following some of his social network sites and listening to his music. But tell us about Street Religion.
Oh, the Street Religion album, it's I mean, I guess I'm gonna have to put the, you know what I'm saying, put the back cover on there, but this is this album cover right here is, though, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I kind of call my style of music anyway. You know what I'm saying? I give you the streets, you know what I'm saying, as it is, and but then I always implicate my religion, you know what I'm saying, in that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I want you to get the best of both worlds, though, you know what I'm saying? Try to enlighten you. Like most rappers, they be out here lying and talking about they doing that, and then it don't be none of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all a facade, though. But this would be like my, this is my third mixtape, though, but it's like my most personal album, though. It kind of, because it kind of coincide with the autobiography I'm putting together called Memoirs of a Hustler. So, you know what I'm saying, you know, I dropped the CD first, though, so either you get it to, I mean, if you don't listen to music, then hopefully you get the book, and then you get the book and go back and listen to the music, though, but it kind of tells, coincide that, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of figure out who I am, you know what I'm saying, what I had to go through and what I continue to go through, you know what I'm saying, to continue to strive to be able to do what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, so it'll put us, you know what I'm saying, something to the naysayers, like, well, how is he doing this, he can't do this, why is it, you know what I'm saying, so if you don't know my story, then you can't really say nothing, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to give it to you like that, though, so. It's you know what I'm saying, to open up the door, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, you know. Kind of get naked, you know what I'm saying, without, you know what I'm saying, with keeping my clothes on, you know, in that kind of sense, though. But, yeah, so, you feel me, you know? Yeah.
But it's pretty much close to really who you are, right? I mean,
it's basically it's from, you know what I'm saying, from you know what I'm saying, almost, you know what I'm saying, from almost, you know what I'm saying, complications at birth, almost dying then, you know what I'm saying, so, you know what I'm saying, everything that I went through, you see what I'm saying, you know, and all that, you know, how, you know, lost a couple of kids, you know, a couple of the miscarriages, you know what I'm saying, I had to deal with all that type of stuff, you know, all type of things, and seeing people, you know what I'm saying, getting killed in front of me and all type of stuff, so, it's I mean, you know what I'm saying, the names had to been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know what I'm saying, you probably be able to see yourself in there, it's something up in there that you can relate to, you know what I'm saying, if, you know what I'm saying, if you was out there, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, you know.
And so not just this, though, you've got also got the, you know, the book, but Rashid, and I know, you know, Caesar, poor thing, I'm trying to keep him from talking, he's so ill.
He sounds terrible.
But you guys, you also have other things, right? I mean, just the book and this.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Now's your time. He's got this open forum. Let us know what's going on. He doesn't do this often, so. Go for it.
Well, there's so many. Well, you know, there's so many ads. You know, I guess if I was Dr. Seuss, I guess I would be the Cat in the Hat. I mean, it's just so many, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, for us, I had a record label, you know what I'm saying, the CO for, you know, the Silverback Records, you know what I'm saying, I do that. I had the Silverback, you know what I'm saying, Records, the clothing line for that. I also had for the females, the clothing line for the Don Peace Clothing Company. I had that out, you know what I'm saying, two stores. You can get the links off of Facebook on those. I'm still trying to go ahead and, I got the template. I had to send the template off for the A Juice, which would be my energy drink, you know what I'm saying, to come on out, you know what I'm saying, my own little energy drink. You know what I'm saying, we still, you know, got the Silverback Records, you know what I'm saying, the tennis shoes, though, you know what I'm saying, and going from there, I'm kind of currently looking at I want to kind of do a little cologne and, you know what I'm saying, something like that, and some little jewelry and stuff like that. I got some ideas, and I was talking to somebody when I was up in there. When I go up in there, I'm going to get with him. We're going to try to get together and try to do something with a video game or something like that, you know what I'm saying, start off with that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And I still got the movie script to still bring apart, but, you know, they come on down the line, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, though, you know. I also have Poster Magazine online, you know what I'm saying, .com. You can go in and check that on out. You know, see, matter of fact, C's up in there, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. You can go in and check him on out, see his features up in there. You know, you'll see me in there a couple of times, though, you know. But, I mean, that's just a couple of things. There's so many, you know what I'm saying. I got the mobile app. I got the mobile app, you know what I'm saying. So it is what it is, though, man. Go ahead.
Who's that in the background?
Hey, Harold's on, man.
Now he's back home.
Harold?
Oh, man. I just made a mushroom pizza, man. I mean,
not a mushroom.
Life, man.
Oh, wow, man.
I see. Oh, wow, man. I see colors everywhere.
Oh, wow, man.
hey, guys. No. Hold on for a second.
Yo, yo,
we have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. They called me up from...
We can't hear you.
Hey, guys, can you guys hold on for 1 second? Hold on 1 second, please. We got a caller just called in from a crazy number. Caller from a crazy number. You know who you are. Go ahead and speak. I just opened your mic up.
Yeah, this is Damien. Am I on live?
Yes, sir. You're on live.
Hi, Damien.
What's up? Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, man? I just found this on Facebook, so... It's a hip hop station, basically, right?
we're hip hop, we're R&B, we're rock and roll, we're everything that's going on with hip hop. We're all genres.
Y'all versatile, representing the B&B. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm over here just trying to drop some love, man. I'm on my way to North Carolina driving and shit, and they just kind of, you know, gave me this number to call it, you know, just to vibe out, man. I want to give y'all some love. That y'all doing it good, man. Y'all doing a good thing here. Keep the hip hop community popping. You know what I mean?
We rep the BMV right here, baby.
Wow, thanks a lot, bro. We appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in, caller. Showing us some love, man. Yeah,
man. Dropping that DMV love, man. You know what I mean? I'm 3 hours away from the DMV, but hey, it's with me all the time, 24/7, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Do you do music, Damien?
Y'all gonna drop some of that freestyle, or what y'all got going on in the station?
You can throw a freestyle.
Well, we got a little everything.
Gerald's our
going
freestyle
on.
Specialist.
Where's
Gerald
the Junkie?
Hold on one second.
Hey, guy. Check it out, my brother. Let me tell you. You asked what kind of station this was. So let me explain to you what kind of station it is. It's a all genres of music.
I'm live and plugged in, baby. Go ahead. Let me drop. Let me hear that.
We do all genres of music. We do interviews with major independent stars. That's what we're doing right now, brother. And tonight, you got me on one of the days where I called my whole crew up that I had coming in that we're going to interview today. I called them up and they could be rescheduled because I'm a little under the weather. So Stacy Darlene is trying to take over for me. But when I
where's
like
Gerald
that,
the Junkie
that,
at? Where's Gerald the Junkie? Yo, right here, brother. Right here. Where's Gerald at? Right here, brother. I'm right here, brother.
Gerald and Harold, are you both there?
Yeah.
Harold's lost with some mushrooms.
Man, I'm just sitting here vibing, man. This is great, man. I just got a new batch of mushrooms in, man, and I made this extra thick pizza, man. It's like, wow, man. I want to put the recipe in A&R Review Magazine.
I don't know.
Hey, yeah, I don't know either. We got another caller just called in from 301. Go ahead and speak now. 301-5524.
Represent Maryland, baby.
That's 301-524.
Gerald.
Did it get low?
What's good?
You know how I do it.
How do you do it, Daryl?
I do it.
Mill Village in the house.
Long and strong.
Uh-oh.
Represent Maryland to the fullest.
Not to the fullest.
The DMV, love all the rest. I love my folks out the DMV, man. They always got love for
me. Mad love to Gerald and Harold. You know how it goes.
Got love for Dave Dang.
Nice.
Shout out to all our people in Hagerstown and Frederick, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Damien, are you still with us? Is Damien still with us?
Yeah, he's still with him.
Hey, Gerald.
Yeah, hey, man,
Gerald.
We're here.
Hey, where's Gerald at?
I'm right here, brother. What's up, man?
Hey, Gerald, what's up? Can we give a shout-out to Cusco's over in Landley Park, son?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cusco's
nice.
Numero dos.
You just did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's my boy's
restaurant down there, man.
Mm.
They got the good pupusas, man.
Not the good pupusas.
The pupusas.
Mucho.
Yes.
Mucho cerveza. Yeah, man.
Mucho cerveza.
Hey,
Cheryl. Yo.
Cheryl, give a shout out to my daughter for her birthday.
What's her name, brother? What's your daughter's name, bro?
Aubrey.
Aubrey. Happy birthday, baby Aubrey. Happy birthday, baby girl.
Thank you.
Much love. Much love.
Happy birthday, Aubrey.
Thank you. Aww.
You're welcome,
happy
baby.
Birthday,
we love
Aubrey.
You.
Thank
we love you, Aubrey.
Say hi to the radio.
Hey, radio.
Say hi, Gerald.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, y'all. Much love to my peeps all around the DMV.
Boy, Daryl, you're getting a whole lot of love.
Huh.
Hey, DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, I want to say happy birthday to Aubrey. Happy birthday, Aubrey. Aw,
thank you.
Happy birthday to Aubrey.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's some of Daryl's freestyle.
Wow.
Leave him alone.
Shout out to Aubrey on her birthday from the Black Caesar, DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show.
Yeah.
Shout
out
to JMG, Genrette Music Corp.
Sorry.
Hey, we got so many people.
Hey, Rashid, have you checked out that site that Caesar had this amazing guest on the show the other night, and he has this awesome website where you can actually battle against one another. Have you had a chance to take a look at that?
No, I was on something like that like a long time, I think was it like last year or something like that. Somebody had that.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't been on. I haven't checked that out. You should really check it out.
It's amazing because you have the opportunity to go ahead and do freestyle battling literally with everybody across the world. You could set up your own type of battle based on skills. It's actually a really, really interesting website there. Gerald gave us a taste of freestyle last time. But, they had a little competition.
Stacy.
Yes, babe.
Stacy, this is Gerald.
Yeah.
I'm looking to battle. I want to battle rap this guy called Coco Leaves.
Oh, you want to battle rap Coco Leaves?
Man, is she crazy?
Hey, I don't know, Harold.
Hey, he just
ate his mushroom pizza. He might be okay.
Them shrooms, man. I don't even think. He coughing. He up. He can't even. He ain't even got it, you know? He ain't even got it in.
So
the
boys are so sick tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that weather out there. But, yeah, you'll have to check out that website. Gerald, you know what website I'm talking about. You were there with the guy was on, right?
Yeah, it was something, Cypher, something. I can't remember, man.
Is it on Caesar's page? Whose page is it on?
I can't think of the name of it now, and I feel terrible. I hope he's not listening.
Caesar, I can't hear it. Hey, Caesar, what's that
Nick
site?
Nick Gazzola.
Nick, that's his name?
Nick, yeah, his name is Nick Gazzola, and I can't think of it, but it is. He's right. It's something Cypher. Now I feel horrible. Nick, if you're listening, call in so we can get your website. But really, it's actually really, really awesome the way they have it set up. You go in, you can battle, get some of your freestyling. Practice in it's pretty hot, And you're touching just about it. Is there anything you don't do?
Not sleep.
And probably go to church.
No, I go. We don't call it the church, but I go though. You know what I'm saying? I go, man.
Hey, everyone, check it out. I got somebody want to say hello to everybody right quick. He's in and out, but I got my man want to say something to everybody right quick. Hold on 1 second. What's up, brother?
Most certainly. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This Flesh and Bone right here, Bone Thugs and Harmony in the house. I just wanted to stop and say,
what's going on?
You know, happy holiday season to everybody. You know, I hope everybody's good, and getting it in, most certainly. Make sure y'all, we just dropped a new record, World War III, yesterday and everything. It's right now, it's climbing to like the top five in the On iTunes, so make sure y'all check that out, man.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's why I called, man, because I saw that on Facebook today, man, just a little while ago.
I sent it out, but I'm looking forward to it.
Most certainly. I see y'all smashing on the air. Got the airwaves popping and everything. That's a great thing, man. Y'all keep it moving.
Trying to, bro. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, man. I was going to cancel the show out, but I was like, why cancel it out? I'll let these guys do their thing.
Most certainly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yes.
You guys have to catch Flesh in our premiere issue. He did a phenomenal interview. Flesh,
right.
I mean, your
most
interview
certainly
was incredible. I cannot wait for everybody to get a chance to go ahead and read through it. You're one of the best people I've ever interviewed. I want to thank you for that. It was really easy and
most
smooth.
Most certainly have.
I'm looking forward to everybody reading it.
Hey,
hello,
bro,
how do you guys respond to my phone?
He's like, that's the best interview I ever had right there with Flesh and Bone. I was an old man.
It was incredible. And an honor because, you know, I grew up with Bone Thugs, so that was, you know, it was like all surreal for me. So.
Hey,
What is all this noise in the background?
Bone and Biggie.
Hello, this is Chucky Patty. Who's this?
Bone and Biggie.
Okay, guys, check it out. We're not going to play around tonight. We're going to let my man Flesh go ahead and get back doing what you were doing, my brother. Just call you up and drop the line on you, bro.
Hey, that's dope. Anytime, man. Hit me up with y'all. Get a quick powwow, quick short second to say hello. Wish everybody well. God bless y'all, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Flesh. You take care.
You guys take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Check it out, guys.
See, how awesome is
guys,
that? I'm telling you, they're really,
I know you guys don't really know his interview. I know you guys don't know it, but when we get somebody on the phone like that, let's not play around and joke around a lot because I don't like to do that. I like to get it in, get it quick, be quick about it because I don't like to hold up nobody. So when you guys are joking around in the background, it sounds kind of unprofessional. So please don't do that.
Hey, man, I was giving him love, man. I told him my favorite joint is the one with Bone and Biggie, man.
What's that noise
right,
in the
right,
back?
Right.
Somebody's
that's
phone
cool,
needs to fix.
Cool.
Somebody needs to fix their phone.
Somebody was in the background doing something.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of feedback,
you know,
too.
Yeah, we get a lot of noise in the background, so we don't need to do that. That's what I'm saying. I thank you, Gerald, for always saluting guests when they come on the show, man. I heard what you were saying, but you know it was kind of confusing.
That's really my background.
That's one
of my favorite jams right there, man. The Bone and Biggie joint.
That's what's up, man.
And you know what he's such a real person. I mean, clearly we know he's real, but I mean, literally, he's so down to earth, so real. I really enjoyed my interview with him. I think you guys will too. I mean, it was just you see a completely different side of him than the you know persona that he has. He's phenomenal. He's such a great person. Really.
Yeah, I would have liked to talk with him a little more. Yeah.
Right.
I wish we had a little more time with him.
Yeah, but you know. Got to come in and out. But make sure, Gerald, that you purchase your copy of A&R Review magazine. We are
taking pre-orders
on that.
I'm going to order.
I got to do pre-orders too. I got to get about three of those magazines for you two states because I need to pre-order mine because I'm gonna get one for someone else, and then I'm gonna get one for myself. And I think I'm going to get one just to have around the house. So I'll be getting a
couple.
Same thing with you, Rashid. You're getting your copies too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to go ahead and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I got to do that. That'll be, you know, what you done, that article, what I seen you done for me, though. I mean, that was a beautiful thing. So,
you were actually a good interview, too. You know what was amazing is that a lot of these people, and I say this every time we talk about the magazine, every time, there are such incredible talent out there, and the stories behind it, like, you don't see it, you just hear the music. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So when you catch somebody that's telling some true... Hello?
Is he what the hell? You might have to cut him on out. I don't know. Is he going to make it? We still got about 30 minutes.
I cut him out.
Yeah, you cut him out?
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so like I said, you know, when you hear some incredible stories like that, like Cafe's story was phenomenal. You know what I mean? Cena Love, amazing. Oh, my goodness. Boss Lady had a phenomenal interview. I really want people to just read this so they can get to know all these people that sees you and I constantly put out all these give these people love by, you know, sending their links out and so forth. And, you know, it's one thing to hear the music, but to really know how driven so many of them are is just amazing.
Right.
Like, you can't
just
wake up one day and say, psh, I'm going to be an artist, and here it is. I mean, you know,
right.
Rashid, you hustled through that. And every morning, like, we've talked on a regular basis, and to know, you know, he's up at the crack of dawn ready to go and keep pushing, and if you want it, that's what you do. Every last one of these artists I talk to, we're not laying in bed waiting for somebody to hand them something. They're out there. You know, Boss Lady had me cracking up with her little group that she started off in the backyard and in her house. I mean, you know, this is stuff you just hear about it. To see a lot of these indie artists do that, to actually, you know, you and everybody a part of this magazine is giving them a voice. And I really hope that everybody who supports them online can actually get that magazine. You know, the subscription is minimal to just, you know, even if you got a copy. That's what's letting their voice be heard, so you can really see them. Jules from LDB, incredible, such an empowering woman with some of the stuff that she has going on. It's amazing. So you guys, you know, I'll get off my preaching horse there, but I'm really serious about that, and I'm, you know, Flesh brought that out because he's that old school. So it was amazing. So.
Right.
You guys will
I'm just glad I got such an amazing chief editor to work for the magazine, man, because you've been doing a wonderful job. You've been doing an excellent job, man. You and Jay Harvey, really, to be honest with you, you guys are really the best, man, because if it weren't for you guys, we probably wouldn't have too much going on with the magazine. So I got to give you guys much big, take my hat off to you guys and give you a big, big salute for you and Jay Harvey, man, because you guys really are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think we do have a good team. We have a really good team. But, I mean, it's a really good match and fit on everything, you know. The show wouldn't be the show without Harold and Gerald and Ms. Mann and Willie, you know.
Right,
it's such a really good connect. You did good, Steve.
And you know what? To be honest with you, Rashad left out a little something also. He didn't tell you guys he was part of the magazine, but he's actually – part of our A&R magazine, Rashad is. He's in the sales department. He's going to be working in the sales department.
Oh, yay! Good job, Rashid.
Good.
Be there Monday morning. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, hold on for a second. I got to play this wrong ear right quick. Let me see who this is. Hello, who is that? Hello, who is that? Just call
you're
me.
On the air.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? Who is that?
Turn your radio down. Nah, this is Jordan.
This who?
Jordan. Yeah, no.
Jordan?
Jordan?
Did you say Jordan?
Yeah, you did at the moment.
Yeah, we on the radio, brother. What's up with you? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I was just... Your brother, you know, on that my dancing video, I wanted him to. He forgot about tagging me in it on Facebook.
Oh, Oh, okay. You want me to tell my brother? I got you, man. I'll do that. Hey, Jordan, since I got you on the phone, why don't you tell everybody about your construction business real quick?
Okay. My name is Jordan Lee Tenault. We do concrete and concrete finishes. I'm 24 years of age. I've been doing concrete since I was 5 or 6. I have a passion for it. My phone number is 662-231-0580. We do sidewalk, patios, driveways, addition on drives, doghouse slabs, you name it. We can pour it for you. And if you get me a job, you will receive a percent. Everybody loves money. The money you make makes the world go around. Some people use it the wrong way, but I thought of using it to invest. All right, that's all, folks.
Thanks a lot, Jordan. That's my dad, Jordan, right there, man.
That's all.
Jordan calling me up. Jordan, I got to tell you something about Jordan. Jordan loves what he does, man. Everywhere he goes, he's talking about it to everybody. This guy meets people on the street. He's like, excuse me, how you doing? My name is Jordan. I do concrete. I'm 24 years old. So anybody that does that, they got to be loving their work, man. I just want you guys to know that. This guy's really out there doing a lot for the world. So everybody, that's my man Jordan. If you guys want some concrete done, my man will lay you a slab out there. Whatever job's not too big for them, they do it all. Him and his dad, man. They got it going on. Thanks a lot, Jordan.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye, Jordan.
Okay, guys. Let's see. What do we get? Let's see. What do we get? Let's see. Let's get to another jam right quick.
Indeed.
Who?
No. I said indeed. Let's get to another jam.
Okay. This is another jam of a man. Well, you guys are here. You'll know who it is.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live. And I'm never gon' stop, now that gangsta. Now that gangsta. When the right show the hood, you can hear the bass knock on the girl, them love me. Me, I'm missing the lock, now that gangsta.
Everybody marked up like a subway in Harlem don't make you gangster. Wearing bananas and toting bananas don't make you gangster. Being able to recite literature don't make you gangster. Smoking trees any color, fam, don't make you gangster. Dropping out of school to be the man and buying joints of Air Maxes don't make you gangster. Riding around on candy duds, showing off for competition and bragging rights don't make you gangster. Run up a nigga's crib with Guinness don't make you gangster. Getting pussy 7 days a week don't make you gangster. Wanna be Nina Brown? Don't make you gangster. When white beaters and snapbacks, don't make you gangster. Walking around with your chuff ass out, don't make you gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live. And I'm never gon' stop, not a gangster. Now that gangster. When the right show get old, you can hear the bass knock on the girl, them love me. Me, I'm missing the lock, now that gangster.
Off your grill, don't make you gangster. Robbing senior citizens, don't make you gangster. Trying to represent a block movement, throwing up sets, don't make you gangster. Wearing bulletproof vests, don't make you gangster. Recording yourself on camcorder, smoke a bunch of flash gun and stacks of money. Having hood rats say something, don't make you gangster. Stealing weed and money from your family to share with the homies, don't make you gangster. Being on around KC can get in the club VIP just for free, don't make you gangster. What's gangster is staying in school. Throw colleges for everybody, keeping an open mind for plan B as an option, and walk across the stage, that's gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live, and I'm never gon' stop, now that gangsta, now that gangsta. When the right show get old, you can hear the bass knock on the girl, them love me, me, I'm a city lock, now that gangsta, now that gangsta.
Gangster in the free with a pen, pay child support. If you know somebody can't read or write, don't belittle them, teach what's right. Don't smoke drugs in front of your kids. Take the cussing, yelling, and fighting in the bedroom. Have some respect for yourself. Start running from responsibilities.
suck up in the air and walk outside and take what life gon' bring you. Move out your parents' house, out to somebody else's house. That means you harm, cause ain't nothing like your own. Stick your wheels to God factory only, so the feds can miss you. If you do it in the pen, pick up their kids. Bringing a visit, provide pampers, baby food and clothes. Out of kindness for a pretty hard that's gangsta.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it kind of live. And I'm never gon' stop, not a gangsta.
Stacey Darlene, Harold the Hippie, Gerald the Junkie, and Rashid. We're right here, right now. You guys check us out every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We're right here making it go down for you guys, man. I'm a little under the weather right now, so you guys bear with me, and we'll be done in just about 23 minutes. We got about 23 minutes to go for the rest of the show. We'll be talking some more, so don't go anywhere. We'll get into another song by who? That was Rashid right there, Gangster. We're going to another song by one of
I knew it. That was pretty bomb. I like that.
Yeah.
What were you guys talking about? I'm sorry. I was on another line. What were you guys talking about?
I said I knew that was his song, and it was pretty bomb. I liked it.
Okay. I got you. Thank you, Stacey.
I'm not being partial either.
I got you, man. Okay, guys, check it out. One more song right quick. We're going to get into it right now.
You're beautiful.
And I can't pretend.
Frank Lucas, Julie, the beauty and the G.
All this wisdom in my eyes.
Yeah, I know that's what you see.
If you tell me where you at, I can tell you where to be.
When I look into your eyes, see an angel in the sky. Got them Jimmy Choo's on, yeah, it's murder with them thighs. Loose a lean bag, bet you keep some cash in it. Whole thing in the hand, bet you got a jag in it.
Oh, your body that fit, yeah, you should've been a killer. Body so dope, yeah, you should've been a dealer.
Got me high like Dirty Sprite, methamphetamine.
About to make a new song called
Nothing But a Jeans.
Beautiful, hang on the wall like Mona Lisa. You really want them bars?
Get Jeezy on the feet,
yeah, I can't even. I made me a better man. See my side took another chick. They gotta understand, yeah.
You're beautiful, yeah. And your mind is fucking beautiful.
You're beautiful to me.
body that fit, yeah, you should've been a killer. My body so dope, yeah, you should've been a killer. My body so dope, yeah, you should've been a killer. You're beautiful to me. You're beautiful to me. You're beautiful to me. You're beautiful to me.
Nice, nice, nice. You're Beautiful by Mariah Carey and Young Jeezy, man. I like that joint right there. Real hype, man. Real hype.
Nice.
Real hype. Hey, guys, that was nice. Mariah Carey's doing her thing pretty nice. She has a lot of skills out there, man. She's bumping funky fresh with my man Young Jeezy. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it. I told you guys the show will be over an hour. But looks like the hours went on into the second hour, so we got about 19 minutes to go. 6 seconds and counting down. You guys are wonderful. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You guys are excellent.
Caesar, what did you teach me? You've taught me the show must go on.
The show must go on. You're right about it, man. The show must go on. And you know what? I was feeling real lousy today, man, for some reason. Well, the reason was because I'm sick. But anyway, I was feeling pretty lousy today, and I really didn't even feel like coming on today. But once you get into the groove of the show, man, the show must go on. That's my belief right there. The show must go on. And if you want to be famous, you gotta do what you got to do to be famous, man. If you want to be a rapper, if you want to be a chef, if you want to be some kind of a extraordinary person, you got to do everything you do to get there, man. So one thing you got to do, don't ever give up, don't ever give up, don't ever give up. That's the first thing. And then you got to pray to God every single day of your life, and then you got to get back to who's there for you. And who's there for me? My team is there for me. These guys on the phone right here, they've been so nice. They've been lovely, man. They've been sending me salutes, sending me get well soon. So that kind of stuff right there really makes you know that somebody's out there for you, man. Keeps you breathing, man. Keeps you alive, man. When I was in the hospital for those 6 months, when I was in the hospital for having those strokes, man, I thought my life was over. I mean, it was just terrible. But I couldn't move, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything, couldn't even wipe my own butt, man. But I laid in the bed, and I was thinking to myself, I kept thinking about the movie Kill Bill for some reason. And I guess the reason I was thinking about it, she was paralyzed. The girl that was in the bed, she was paralyzed from her head down. And the only thing she could do,
right.
she kept saying, wiggle my big toe, wiggle my big toe. And eventually when she wiggled her big toe, she started moving her whole body, man. She wiggled the big toe. She said, now that's done. Now I got to get my whole body up. So it took her a while, but that's what I did in the hospital, too.
Right.
I wiggled my big toe. And once I wiggled my big toe, life was back again. So I knew I had something to live for. Yeah, so basically that's where I've been. And my kids keep me going also, man. I got three lovely kids. Two daughters and a son, Brandon, China, and Imani. Those guys keep me on my feet also, man. I love them to death. I just want to say I love my kids, man. I do love my kids. I love my parents. I love everybody in the world, man. I even love my enemies, to be honest. So I really don't have enemies, but what I'm saying is I love the people that don't love me. I love the haters. If it wasn't for haters, haters are my motivators. You dig? So, you know, as long as you guys are haters,
heck
you're
yeah.
motivated.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. I just wanted to say one thing, man, before we end the show in a little while. I love everybody also, but my enemies, I don't love my enemies, man.
You don't love your enemies?
Not at all, man. No way, man.
Not no way.
Not at all, man. I just don't love them, man. It's just no way, man. I wouldn't give them a free brownie for nothing.
Wow.
You know, I find it hard to believe, Harold, that you could have any enemies anyways. But I will tell you that if you do have haters, that means you're doing something right, and therefore you should love them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There's this white lady, man, that I'm not really happy with. She tried to steal my ingredients to my brownies, man, and I don't like her very much.
Well, did she succeed?
Yeah, man, she had a problem last year with people. I can't think of her name, man. She called me and said some nasty things, though.
Oh, no.
Wow.
She had her own TV show, and she got really racist, man. And she was talking about brownies and stuff on her show. That's why they kicked her off the air.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, she never was on this show, was she?
No, man. She's an older white lady from down south, man.
Oh, okay.
I know you're talking about.
What's your name?
Are you talking about Martha Stewart? No, not Martha Stewart. The other one, she was talking about brownies on her show, man.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with her, man. She had me like all pissed off, man.
Now she got you.
What is her name? Paula, isn't that?
Paula Deen, man.
She was talking about brownies and stuff on her show, man. And I was like, wow, man, how did you say that, man? Brownies are beautiful. No, Harold,
you got it all twisted up, man. She wasn't talking about brownies. She was talking about niggas. That's what she was talking about. She was talking about little black.
Let's just get a complete, you know, understanding on the truth behind this, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They threw her to the curb,
didn't
they? Like, she lost the show and everything, right? She lost everything.
I thought it was because of my brownies.
Not your brownies.
No. Not your brownies, but our brownies.
she probably needed some of them brownies. And she might have been okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Probably would have been. Yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you, she might have needed them brownies. But how funny. It took me a minute to catch on to what you were doing.
You too. Yeah, man.
Hey, Gerald,
are you still selling your brownies? Go ahead, hon. What'd you say?
I got a question for you, man. I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I just seen you say, I miss my cocoa butter kisses. What is a cocoa butter kiss? What a
cool wow, man, Juwanza, that's crazy, man. What does that mean?
You miss her cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted. What are
we addicted
to?
I think we're all addicted.
Are
come
you
on, Chance
shit,
the
cocoa
Rapper,
butter
you don't know cocoa butter kisses? You don't know the song Cocoa Butter Kisses?
Oh, the song?
Yeah, by Chance the Rapper. My son got me into that. It's an awesome song. I can't believe it. Rashid, have you heard of Cocoa Butter Kisses?
I heard of it, but you know that
you guys
ain't my...
haven't heard that? Gerald,
said,
don't
I,
let me down.
I
have
said I heard
that?
Of it, but I mean, I ain't listened to it, though. I mean, you know that. Not my cup of tea.
Honestly,
you know
I ain't heard
saying,
of it at all.
I heard of it, though.
We're not allowed to listen to stuff like that in my neighborhood, man. We grew up.
You
there.
Don't know? Yeah, you too.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'd
get
beat up if I had that playing.
Where's
car.
Alicia when you need her?
Yeah, man, she's in Ohio. I don't think they play that in Ohio either.
No, she knows all about I Miss My Cocoa Butter Kisses. You have to listen to. Oh,
yeah,
I
man.
Could play the
they
song.
Must,
I really wish
that.
You could play the song. It's called Cocoa Butter Kisses, and it's
Dakota.
Like
are
rapper.
You from South Dakota?
Yeah.
That sounds like the South Dakota song.
No. I'm West Coast, baby. I'm all West Coast.
Hey, anybody who's listening, please call in for Cocoa Butter Kisses so Stacy can have a fan club.
I wish you could play the song. I promise you I'm not going crazy. Where is
man,
Alicia?
I have never heard of that song ever in my life. I'm being
I heard of the song. I just ain't
you've never
to
heard of it?
I heard of it. I just ain't listened to it.
Wow.
Come on, Steve. I know you got Google. I know you got Google.
I've never heard
you
of that
can't,
song.
You can't Google
know.
It.
Well, I hope to God you're not singing those in jail, man. That would be crazy, man.
Yeah.
Cocoa butter kisses, man.
Wow.
I'm trying to get Alicia.
Hey, hold on, Stacy. Maybe I got somebody out there who might have heard of cocoa butter kisses. This girl is up on her game. They are a game. Hi, Miss Brown. How you doing, Miss Brown?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar and friends? What's going on?
What's good?
Hey, how are you, honey?
Maybe you can help.
Cocoa
butter kisses.
You ever heard of Cocoa Butter Kisses? Cocoa Butter Kisses? No, I
never heard of that. You've never heard of the rapper?
Man.
No.
Cigarettes on cigarettes.
Okay.
You've never heard of that? Cigarettes on cigarettes.
No. She's never heard of it, Stacey.
You know.
You guys are killing me.
You killing
all right, that's it. You know what I'm going to do? Just for you, I'm going to go ahead and share this on my page. And I want every last one of you guys to go to my page.
I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you right now, I really can't support that type of behavior. I really can't do that. That just, that go against
Cocoa
all that I stand for. I can't even do that, you know.
The Rapper. It's actually a pretty, he's actually really, really, he's very underground, but it's an excellent, excellent song.
Well, that's the reason the name of that song is why he's underground. That right
he
there.
No, he does it with Twista and Vic Mensa.
Well, here we go. Name dropping now. We're trying to get scared now. Hey, Stacey, and this is a hit song in where? Utah or Montana?
Hi, Miss Brown. How you doing, doll?
I'm fine. How about yourself? Just getting ready for my artist show tonight.
Oh, okay. You got a show tonight. Where you got a show at?
Yeah, he has a show. Yeah, he has a show down in Charlotte. Y'all make sure y'all check out R.O. Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter at R.O.845. He's doing big things right now, Black Caesar.
Okay, now you said he's on Twitter at what now?
Yeah, his Twitter is Rome, R-O-M-E, 845
Rome,
on Twitter.
Rome, R-O-M-E, Rome what now? I'm sorry.
It's R-O-M-E, 845.
Yeah.
That's on Twitter.
Okay.
Yes. And y'all make sure y'all check him out. He got a video dropping this week as well. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, we still here.
Brown,
we're in the building.
I want some of that brown sugar.
Don't do it. Don't do that, man.
I know that song, man. That's cool.
You got him, DJ Black?
Miss Brown, I just spiked him up. I said, Miss Brown said to follow me, LOL.
He's going to follow back, definitely now. You said that. He's going to definitely follow back.
Yeah, I know he is. I had to do it, man. I was like, Miss Brown.
And also, DJ Black Caesar, do not forget about my DJ. DJ KG, you can follow him on Twitter as well, at I am DJ KG. So anybody out there looking for any events, you know, if they have any events coming up and you need entertainment, I have a live DJ, I have an artist, both of them making noise right now. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Hey, I am DJ what now? I am DJ who?
I know I am I-A-M DJ KG. This K, the letter K, and the letter G.
I got you. I see
you. Oh, you got him?
Yeah. I got him. All right. I'm going to follow him, too, and say the same thing. Miss
Brown. Oh, okay.
Brown.
He's going to definitely follow back once he see that.
Yeah, I just did it.
He already following back. He already got you, Caesar. He already got you.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, Thugger, call in. Caesar,
how you feeling? You feeling better? You feeling
not
better,
really,
Caesar?
Not really. I mean,
I see you was over there on that dirty Sprite.
Yeah, I had to, man. I never had it before. I was like, man, what is the fuss all about? Then I tried it. I was like, I see what the fuss is all about. You can't really stay at work, man. I'm falling asleep in my food and stuff like that. I went to sleep yesterday in a sandwich. Today I went to sleep in a pizza. So it's like, wow, man. Every time I get started on something, you know,
You can't be on that. That's too strong for you, Phil. That's too strong.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. So, yeah, I got my Jolly Ranchers, too.
Caesar, you remember Sean and Lawrence that was on your show?
Yeah, I remember, yeah. What about her?
She made Model of the Month down in Florida, so y'all make sure y'all check her out as well.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that info. On mute. Accidentally hung up. I'm reading stuff. Stacey's sending me back and forth. I'm sorry, guys. I got to read out loud sometimes and reading Stacey's stuff. Stacey's always texting me when I'm on the phone, and it's not hard to do it. It's not hard to do. When I see it, I got to read it out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Multitasking.
I get it. Thanks, Sierra. I appreciate it, man. You got me. I got friends on Twitter now. So, hey, you guys have a good show tonight, Ms. Brown. Have a good show.
Definitely. Y'all make sure y'all keep update with us, and I'm gonna keep in touch with you as well. And y'all keep on doing y'all thing. Salute.
Hey, Miss Brown, cool. I got a question for you, real quick, before you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you find me a car yet?
I sent you a message the other day. I didn't have no luck on that model vehicle, but I did came across a couple things. But I'm looking for that model vehicle you're looking for. You want the 6, right? Hello?
Miss Rob Brown.
Caesar, I'm in the back.
I had a phone call coming through. I got Miss Pure.
See how you so rude. You rude.
Yeah.
She's a promotional chick, man. This girl is doing a great job with her promotions, man. I just bought into one of her promotions. I wanted to tell you about her promotion that she has going on right now on her online. So you guys check it out. Clint, what's up?
That just caught me all off guard. But what I do is I do social media marketing for the artists or anybody that needs it through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Things like that. I also do YouTube views, Instagram followers, Twitter followers, Facebook likes. If you're trying to build your social media awareness, trying to increase your fan base, I do all of that. So if you ever need it, you can go on my website and check it out. It's ebexposure.com, which is TV Exposure.
You guys, this chick right here, she does a great job what she does, man. Support her, guys. I want everybody to go online tonight or tomorrow and support her and what she's doing, because she's doing a fantastic job with the Twitter blast, man. She has a $10 Twitter blast. I mean, who can't afford $10? You guys need to jump on that right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. Also, she said, hey, Miss Blitz, I'm going to put you on radio. No, don't do it. I clicked over anyway. I was like, girl, who turned down Facebook? You got over 100,000 people listening to you right now. So you better let them know what you got going on, man.
Hey, season, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Miss Blitz. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Even though you didn't know it, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Steve. There's a young dude who's been trying to call in. I don't know if he'll get in time. He said he's trying to call right now. His name is Young Reckless, man. He's a local artist from around the DMV, man. He's going to be blowing up soon, man. He might be calling in right now.
Is he from your area? Okay, hold on. I got somebody calling in right now. Hold on. 917-917-238. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy, A Thugger, man, out here in Harlem World. You know what I mean? Shout out to
what's
Black
up,
Season and all that.
Up.
Yeah, what's good, baby?
What's going
How
on,
you feeling?
Hey, man, not too good, man. I'm real down under the weather right now, man. I got to go. I'm trying to get through that, man. But my man was telling me he had somebody calling in. Let me see who this is right here. 240-240-426. Is that you, brother?
It sounds like the right number. Is that Young Reckless out there?
Okay, hold on. Here's another number right here. 240-593. Is that Young Reckless?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
going on, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Hey, guys, I got my man Young Reckless on the phone. He's going to talk to us for a second. The show is over right now. We're officially over right now, but my clock is still going, so you guys are still being recorded. So what's up, Young Reckless? What's going on with you?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? Being easy, how you doing?
Hey, man, not too good, but you asked, so that's why I told you the truth.
So you on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Young, you're doing some collabos with Bravo Gator, right?
Yes, sir.
That should be a nice
well,
thing,
tell us
man.
About it real quick. Tell us about it real quick, man. What you got going on?
Man, I'm linking up with Bravo, man, from Florida. We about to do we got this one collab called Tell 'Em About It. I'm about to release that maybe like a week or two. You can catch it on Facebook. It'll be on YouTube,
uh-huh.
man. It's going to be on my SoundCloud. It's going to be everywhere. And then I got a collab mixtape coming out with him. Got a whole collab mixtape with him. We're going to have about 14 songs on that. That's probably coming out maybe next February, 2014.
Cool, cool, cool. We appreciate that. Hey, 917, what's up with you, brother? What you got going on?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I definitely called in because I got a big event coming up right now this Saturday. It's called the King Me event. It's my birthday, man. December 3rd, that was my birthday and all that.
Well, happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday to you, brother.
Thank you, brother. We got an open mic where we got a fashion show going on. It's from 7 to 1 in the morning right here in Harlem at the New Amsterdam Music Association. It's from 1:30 between 9 and 7. Anybody, like, if they're in the area that's looking to perform, artists, you know, we have a showcase and we have a fashion show. So models or any designers that want to submit to be a part of that, contact me, you know what I'm saying, 917-238-6081. Or actually just hit me up on Facebook, Megastar DVD, and, you know, we can take it from there. It's going to be a big event. We got, you know, some Cold Boy South artists coming through, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Eye Candy Magazine, Behind the Scenes Magazine. Of course, Black Rolling Stones, that's my company, and Megastar Brand, you know? So we even got people coming from Florida. Shout out to Lady Rose. You know what I mean? Papa Mob from Queensbridge, for Nas, Mob Deep. So we got a lot of people that's, you know, in the industry that's going to be there. If they looking for exposure in the New York market, hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
When is this going to be?
That's what's up.
This is going to be Saturday from 7 to 1 in Harlem, Manhattan, you know? And,
nice.
Yo, shout out to the Cold Boys. Me and the Cold Boys, we just put together a mixtape. It's called Doing the Most, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, French, Boo City, Ortiz on there, you know, my dude T-Styles giving the drops and all that. Some of my music, A Thugger, some Black Rolling Stones, you know, Lady Rose. We actually, it's like a little movement going on, you know what I'm saying? We
that's
like
so
a
nice.
Dude, that's what's up. That's what's up, my man. Hey, I got a question for you, man. Can you get Artist or Boost City to give me a call, man, because I need to holler at either one of those cats, man. And I've been trying to get at him. My man said get his manager to call. So can you get one of those guys to give me a call, brother?
Definitely. You want them to call this number right here?
Yeah, call this number right here, yeah. Well, no. I don't know if you got the right number or not, but what I'll do is I'll text you when I got the phone. I'll text the number.
I'm going to forward that to him. I was just talking to him earlier, as a matter of fact. I'm going to forward that to him when you get off the line.
Okay.
I got you.
I got you, brother. I got you. Hey, Southern, thanks for coming through tonight, man. And was that it? You have something else?
Yeah, nah, that's it, bro. I just wanted to promote the event, tell you about the new mixtape and all that. And, you know, add me on the Facebook, everybody. Megastar DVD on Facebook, all right?
Megastar DVD. You heard him, baby. Get with Megastar DVD. That's my boy, A-Thugger, right there, man. Dude, he has a lot of stuff going on. You got to get at this cat, right? He's about to be a major star any day now. So you guys better jump aboard while you can. While Niggs is still little, you better jump on now. Because then they'll know who you are. But if you jump on, we get big. Don't nobody know your name.
Get too big. Me and Stacey got a little interview coming out on A&R Magazine in the 2014 first quarter. That's going to be a real.
Oh, okay. That's cool, man. That's cool right there. So you guys got going to be in the February issue?
Yeah, the February issue, you know what I mean? A&R review, you already know, man. That's you know, we definitely taking it to
Urban
the next level.
Urban edition, guys. You heard him right there, my man, A Thugger. Hey, A Thugger, I'm going to need a video drop from you too, brother. I'm going to give you a call maybe next week and tell you what I want on it. I'm going to send you a drop script because I need a video drop.
I got you. I got you, man. You know I could do that.
Okay,
I could do that the same day, you know what I mean?
I got you, man. I got you. I'm going to give you a call next week sometime. I'll give you a call next week sometime, so I won't put too much on y'all at once.
Thank you, brother. Stacey, good looking, all right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody keep an ear out for my boy Young Restless too, man. He's gonna be up and coming. He's doing his thing out there. Everybody keep an eye out and ear out for him.
No doubt.
Thank you, Gerald. We most definitely will, Gerald the Hippie. Hey, we love new artists, you guys.
Gerald
if you want
junkie.
To be a new art.
yeah.
Okay. if you guys check it out. If you guys are up and coming artists right now, if you're new out there, you're trying to find a home. You can find a home right here with DJ Black Season Friends Show. You also can find a home with the Nerve DJs, the number one DJ coalition out there right now next to the Grimy Music DJs. I want to say shouts out to my man, Johnny O. What's up, OG? I got my T-shirt today in the mail, baby. The hottest T-shirt out there. They got jewels and all kinds of stuff in this shirt, man. You guys going to see it. I'm going to take a picture. Put it online so you guys can check it out. I got the only shirt made like this. Johnny O said, I got the only T-shirt made like this. You guys are going to trip out when you see it. I look like a star. I look at my man, A Thugger, megastar, guys. I'm a megastar now. Got my Nerd DJ shirt, man. I feel like a prince when I put it on. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Season Friends Show on every Wednesday. I'll sit here, your ass is
in the damn power. Right. Hello?
99.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to mute everybody out real quick so I can finish talking. Hey, guys, check us out every Wednesday night on the DJ Black Season Friends Show. We're right here popping it off for you guys. Don't ever not tune in. Always tune in. You never know what you're going to find. Next week, the week after next, we're going to be giving away money. We're going to be giving away money right here on this DJ Black Season Friends Show. We're giving away stuff, man. We're going to be giving away money. I can't tell you guys how much because I really don't know how much yet. But when I make money, I make sure everybody else is eating also. So we're going to be giving away money. Probably you guys can win it if you call in. You got to be a certain caller to call in. So I'm just letting you guys know right now as a heads up. I'm going to be posted all over Twitter, all over Facebook, letting you guys know to be prepared because we're giving away money, not this week, not next week, but the week after next. That's when we'll be giving away the money. So you guys be stay tuned right here. Keep it locked right here on the DJ, the all-new DJ Black Season Friends Show, guys. Yeah, you got that voice sound like that? I didn't know I could do that. I'm sick, man. I got that voice sound like that. That's pretty incredible. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in. God bless everybody. You guys have a good, fantastic time. And I'm going to turn your mics back on so you can say peace, love, and chicken bones. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in, baby.
Bye.
Peace. God bless.
Bye.
Peace, man.
Yes, sir. You guys be easy now. Everybody take care.
Bye. Peace.